Welcome to the Learn to Code podcast. This is going to be the first episode of season 2. Thank you for listening. I am Jorge Escobar, and I'm going to be learning to code with a more focused aim this year. So what this is all about, I'm going to be dividing my learning process by seasons. They don't necessarily need to start and end with the year. What I'm planning to do is to create a season for every single course that I'm going to be studying. This way, I'm going to be recording the entire day. My plan is to, one, I'm going to be working or studying using the Pomodoro technique, which means that I'm going to be reading, watching, working on the courses by lapses or 25 minutes lapses. And after that, I'm going to be taking a break of 5 minutes and then go back and repeat the same process. Every 4 Pomodoros, I'm going to be taking a long break. And having said that, I'm not including the time I'm going to be requiring to for bio breaks and for eating and attending family issues here or doing something else with my life. So in that case that I need to go to the restroom for a bio break or I need to go to get more coffee, I'm going to be pausing the Pomodoro clock and resume it. Obviously, I'm not going to be... I'm going to be pausing the Pomodoro clock while I'm working, and I'm going to be considering if I need to pause it during my rest time, because even the breaks need to be completed successfully in order for the Pomodoro technique to actually do its work. That's the plan so far. So, what about the first season of the or may I say the official second season of Learn to Code podcast? So I've been completing a lot of courses in Udemy lately, and I feel like Udemy is the right place for me to learn at the moment, because since they are not actually selling a subscription here, what you actually do is the authors, the teachers, create their own courses, and you actually buy specific and individual courses. So there is a lot more incentive for an individual course maker to actually deliver a really high quality product. Having said that, there is also junk in Udemy, but most of the time you can actually evaluate the course and you have 30 days reimburse policy on the site. So you can claim back your money even if you watch the entire thing. And once you buy a course, you have lifetime access. So you are not restricted by monthly basis subscriptions or whatnot. So you buy a single course, and obviously as more time passes and you buy more courses, you're investing way more money on this. But the thing is that I can actually watch the course on my own pace and not be pressured to consume the content as fast as I can and falling into the trap of not actually learning. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. So what's going to be the first course on the Learn to Code podcast to be studied in this new format? Well, it is in my interest to develop my AWS Cloud Practitioner abilities and present the certification exam. So the first season is going to be with the course, the Ultimate AWS Certified Cloud Practitioner 2021. That's the name of the course. Let me see the name of the author. It should be around here. The author is called Stefan Marek. Or Marek, I don't know if I pronounced that right. Stefan Marek is an AWS Certified Solutions Architect and Developer Associate. He's a best-selling instructor, Kafka guru, I don't know what Kafka is, and he does have 9 AWS certifications. So that's the teacher. I completed a course with him, the AWS CloudFormation course, really good. I really like his style of teaching, his teaching style. And I'm taking right now the Certified Developer, I mean the Ultimate AWS Certified Cloud Practitioner course. So I'm going to be taking that. So that's pretty much for this short episode, I guess. Explanation and introduction to the new course. And obviously today is, I'm going to be starting this on January 7th, 2021. And it's around 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for listening, and I'm going to be back right now.